And so what we have to do, as the communicator, we have to figure out where they are and communicate to them the way they need it. Not the way we want to communicate to them. For example, let's say that a controller needs to go talk to a genial. How would a controller approach anybody? Do it. Now. How's a genial going to respond to that? Okay. But then they'll go out there going, you know, I just don't understand why they don't like me. Now, does the controller realize they're coming across harshly? No, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. Remember, it's got to get this done. Let's go, let's go, let's go. But what does the genial need? They are people. They need the relationship. And so we have a conflict here. So if the controller stays in controlling mode and they come in and say, boom! And the genial's going, he didn't even say hi. They don't hear anything else because they need that relationship approach. So who's doing the communicating? The controller. They're the one who needs to change. So, in this case, they have to realize, okay, I'm communicating with a genial, which means I need to be a little more relational. They don't have to slow down a lot, just a little bit. They need to come in and say, well, good morning. How you doing? Good to see you. By the way, I'm working on a project. Would you mind helping me out? In that case, how would the genial respond? Sure, be glad to. You see, the genials want to be helpful. They want to help people. They just need the relationship bridge that makes it possible. Well, let's say that a talkative needs to communicate to a judicial. So how would, for me, for example, how would I communicate to people? It'd be more like this. Hey, Gary, you got a great idea. What are you doing sitting there? Come on, man, let's go. Now, if Gary in this whole side of the room over here happens to be judicials, what are they doing? Man, gee, get away from me. What's wrong with you? Calm down. Talk with me. What's the problem? Now, this is an issue that we had with our family's company. My family owns a company in Indiana called the Bright Corporation. I'm a talkative. My father's a judicial. And I'd go into his office with what I was convinced was a great idea. Do you know what he'd do? Well, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about what you're going to do if this happens? Have you thought? Well, of course I hadn't thought about those things. As a talkative, what was I doing? Dreaming about it. As a judicial, what's he need? Facts. Yeah, he needs facts. He needs details. So he needs me to go in there and say, this is what I want to do. This is why I want to do it. This is what I'm going to do if that happens. This is what I'm going to do if that happens. This is how many people I need. This is how much it's going to cost. Boom, 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 boom. Now, undoubtedly, the judicial will come up with one or two you hadn't thought of. But at least you're covering more ground. Let's say the judicial, the detailed person, they need to go share all this information with the controller. So what do? They stack up all their books, and they bring their books to the controller. What's the controller going to do? What are you doing? Come on, come on, spit it out. I don't have all day. What do you want? They want the Reader's Digest version. Give them the beginning, the middle, and the end. And actually, the middle is optional. It's up to you. They want the bottom line. If they need more information, is the controller going to be shy about asking for it? No. So give them the Reader's Digest version. Trust me. You're going to get their opinion whether you want it or not. Now, what does this mean, though? Have you ever noticed, though? Not everybody falls in that package. So what do we do with these people that just kind of float around the middle? Sometimes we call these people moody. Do you have any moody people? So what do you do with somebody who's moody? Unfortunately, we can't do that. So what do you do with these moody people? You float with them. Let's say you're talking to somebody who's a controller. But today they walk in, they're more like a judicial. What does that mean? Well, for whatever reason, they need more information today. So what do? You float over here to them. And so you start giving them the information they need. Now realize, once you satisfy all their hunger and thirst for all that information, what are they most likely going to do? They're going to float back, in this case, the controller. The only way you're going to pick up on that is the information they loved a few short moments ago is now beginning to irritate them. As soon as you pick up that irritation, that's your clue. Aha! they floated back, and you float back with them. Just hope they don't float somewhere else. If they do, you follow them around. You float with them, you float back. We need to communicate to people the way they need it, not the way we want to communicate to them. This is taught different ways. I've taught it different ways. I think Scott McCain's is the best. Yes, I'm a little biased. He's a friend of mine. He's a mentor of mine. He's a Hoosier. Not that those aren't important reasons, but I think this is the best for some really important reasons. First of all, it's personality based. A lot of the others are work preference based. What does that mean? Well, have you ever noticed that you're different at work than you are at home? If you're using a work preference based study, you got to fill out two of them. That's why I think he's a superior. Second thing is this, you don't have to fill anything out except this right here. Myers-Briggs is very similar to this, but you have to fill out a big old long questionnaire. Even a small study of some sort, you might have to fill out, are you like this or you like that? Are you like this or you like that? And you fill it out and you calculate it and you get a score. I have no problem with the accuracy of those, except that some will be work preference based. But I do have a problem with the appropriateness of it. How often do you want to walk up to somebody and say, will you fill this out? They don't know how to communicate with you. It's just not appropriate, is it? With Scott's approach, you using just this knowledge that you've just gained, in 30 seconds or less, whether you're on the phone or in person, you can tell what quadrant anybody is in at any given moment. 30 seconds or less. Let's say somebody walks in here, and they're standing like this, looking at their watch going, how long is this going to last? What quadrant would they be in? Controller, right. Say somebody else walks in, they're going, you know, I was looking at the organizational handbook last night. And on page 45, section B, paragraph 2Z, it says, judicial. That's where they'd be. Talkities, we'd be going, organizational handbook? I didn't know we had an organizational handbook. And the genials walk in a few moments later going, how you doing? Good to see you. 30 seconds or less, you can pretty much tell what quadrant anybody's in at any given moment. That gives you clues on how they process. If you can give them the information the way they process it, it's as if they're able to chew the information up and swallow it. And the walls come down. We need to communicate to people the way they need it, not the way we want to communicate to them.